Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 18th day of Nisan, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechet Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Nazir Shahaya Shosa Yain Kol Hayom. A Nazir who was drinking wine all day long, in flagrant violation of his Nezeraitod. A Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. But they only warned him once. Enu Chai Velachas. He'll only be Chai one set of lashes, because he was only warned once. Omerloi, but if they said to him, Altishta, they warned him, and each time after the warning he kept on drinking, he went and drank more, Buhu Shaisa, and they warned him between each drink, but he didn't stop. Chayv al kalachas vachas, he'll be chayv malchus for every time that he drank after they warned him. Same thing with a haircut. If he cuts his hair, let's say he's shaving his hair all day long. He keeps on shaving it. He would only be chayv one set of lashes for violating the isur of shaving, of cutting your hair. However, if they said to him, Al tegalach, if they told him, do not shave your hair, do not take a haircut, and each time they warned him, he went and he disobeyed, and he kept on shaving each time, then chayv al kalachas vachas. He'll be chayv malchus for every single time that he shaved his hair. The same thing with the prohibition of being tamei, contaminating himself with a corpse. Hayom tamei lemesim kol hayom, if he's this nazir, made himself tamei by contacting dead bodies all day, and they only warned him once, ein chayv alachas. He'll only be chayv one set of malchus. But omrle, if they said to him, al tetame, do not be tame. And each time they warned him he warned him about tumah, behum metame, and he kept on making himself tame. Each time he went and he kept on making himself tame. Chayv al kalachas vachas. He'll be chayv on each and every tumah. So, for example, if he became tame by touching a dead body, he separated from that body. Then he went and he touched another one, or he went into a tent that has a dead body, or something, some other way of becoming Tumah Lameis, he would be chayv. This din of Malchus applies to all tumas of a dead body, no matter how he made himself tame, whether he entered a tent with a dead body, whether he touched the dead body. Even those type of tumas, these type of contaminations, for which a nazi does not have to do the shaving, the tiglachas atuma, even those type of tumas, he'll be chayv malchus for. The Rambam points out in his explanation on the Mishnais that even though the Mishnah says he's only chayv once for violating the prohibition when he's only been warned once, that's only being punished bidine odom. That means that a court can only administer one set of lashes, and no more than that. But morally, dine shamayim, in heaven, he would get punished for every time that he drank another reverse of wine, every time that he shaved another hair, whether or not he was warned about it or not. For this, bidine shamayim, says the Rambam, he would be chayv. The courts down below can only punish if he violated the isur after being warned. Mishnah Hay. Shloshim minin asurin benazir. Now there are three prohibitions that every nazir has. Hatuma, can't make himself contaminated with a corpse, with a dead body. Behatiglachas, he cannot have cut his hair. Vahayotze min hagefen, and he cannot have anything that is a product of a vine. Now the Mishnah is going to explain there's stringencies in one isur and leniencies in the other isur, as we'll soon see. There is a stringency in the isur of tumah, of temptation, of contamination through a corpse, and through having cutting his hair, more than cutting the wine, more than having something from the vine. And what is it? Shehatumah v'hatiglachas soisrin, that the prohibition or violation of the prohibition of tumah or the tiglachas or having a haircut, not only is he done an isur, but it's soisrin. It will undo the days of nazirus that he has been doing until now, to a different degree between them, as we'll soon see. But basically, they both have the function of soisrin. they will take away the days. In the case of a tumas on the mace, it'll completely undo all his naziris. He'll have to start right from zero, right from the scratch. If he took a haircut in his naziris, he will lose 30 days, or he has to be undo 30 days, according to the way we explained before. Machalekas will show him how that learns, how that works, but basically it undoes. He has to do at least 30 days now. V'hayotze min hagefen. But if a person of a nazir went and he ate, drank wine, or had grapes, or he did any, or he had consumed anything coming from the vine, enosoiser, it will not undo any of the days that he has done. He just continues his naziros, but he does not undo any of the days that he has counted as for towards his nazaratud. Choymer b'yotze min hagefen. However, says the Mishnah, there is something more strict about the prohibition of having something from the vine over the prohibitions of tumah and haircut. Shayotze min hagefen lehuta michlala, and that is that anything that comes out of the vine, never ever can a nazir have it. There's no time that he's allowed to have it, even for a wine of a mitzvah, it's prohibited. For example, maybe a person swore to drink wine, and if once a person made a shavua to drink, then it becomes a mitzvah for him to drink wine. And then afterwards, let's say he made himself a nazir. He took on a vow of becoming a nazir. We say that the nazirus will fall, will push away his shavua, his oath, and he's forbidden to have wine, even though having the wine would be a mitzvah based on the shavua that he made. It goes without saying that he's not allowed to have the wine of Kiddush or Avdolah. Kiddush of wine or Mavdolah wine is certainly only Midrabanan. So they certainly would not be able to be kept if he became a Nazir. That's in the case of the prohibition of having anything from the vine. However, v'hatumah v'hatiglachas hutru miklalan. But there is an exception that he can make himself tame, a nazir can make himself tame, or can have a haircut when, for example, b'tiglachas mitzvah, if the haircut is associated with a mitzvah of the Torah, that is. Let's say a nazir became a tzaras, and he got healed from his tzaras during his nazirathood, and then the Torah says that any mitzvah that became healed afterwards has to have a haircut to cut all the hair of his body. That haircut, that special haircut of a mitzvah, is a mitzvah. Mitzvah, as I say, a positive commandment. And the prohibition of a nazir to cut his hair is a loisasa. Whenever there is a mitzvah, as I say, and a loisasa, if you can do both of them, good. But if you can't, then the asay, the positive mitzvah, will come and it'll override the loisasa. And therefore here, the asay, the positive command of a mitzvah that has to do his haircut, will override the lois asay, the negative command, the prohibition of not cutting the hair. Sadly, Aval Rosha. What's the other and the other prohibition, v'meis mitzvah, that also has a leniency, that a nazir can make himself tamei, or sometimes must make himself tamei, if it's a meitz mitzvah, for example. If he's going along the road and he finds a dead body and there's no one to take care of the body, then he has to make himself tamei and bury it, even though he's a nazir. So we see that with these two prohibitions of tumah and haircut, we find that there are times where even a nazir will have to break those prohibitions and do the mitzvah. A mitzvah haircut or a mitzvah to make himself tamei. No such exception ever exists in the case of wine. No matter what mitzvah there is, you cannot have, the nazir cannot have the wine of a mitzvah. V'chomer batuma mibatiglachas. There is a tumah, there's a chomer in the case of tumah, make himself tamei mace, over the prohibition of a haircut, and that is shehatumo seiseres es hakoil. If a nazir became tamei through a dead body, that tumor will completely undo all the days of his nazirathood that he counted until he became tamei. No matter how many days he's done, and no matter how many days he still has to do, and this is as the Torah says, hayomim harishonim yiplo. The first days they fall away, completely fall away. Furthermore, the nazir who made himself tamei through a dead body also has to bring v'chayovin alei carbon. He'd also have to bring a carbon. In that carbon is called the tiglachas hatuma. It's called the carbon that's associated or brought with, in the case of a hekat that's done, in the case of that he has to do after he became tamei. What is the carbon? He brings two birds, either two doves or two turtle doves or two pigeons. One that will be offered as a chatos, one that for an oilam, and in addition a lamb that will be brought as an osham. This is known as the osham nazir, an osham of the nazir who became tamei. However, the hatiklachas, violating the prohibition of a haircut, does not have these two stringencies. Even though it undoes the days of his nazirus, it'll only do it to the point of 30 days. So if he shaved within his days of his nazirus, the haircut will only undo 30 days. And that we learn because the Torah says, Gadol peras aroshe, in order to have a growth of hair, aroshe, the hair is here, and the how much is gadol pera, what is called the growth of hair, that's called 30 days. Stam nazirus is 30 days. And the second leniency is that in the case of violating the prohibition of a haircut, ve'ein chayovin alei karban, the nazir who shaved in the days of his nazirus or cut his hair is not chayv to bring a karban. Unlike the case of Tumah, yes, there is the carbon that has to be brought, as we said before. The Rambam raises an interesting question, and that is, on the Mishnah earlier on, we said that Tumah and Tiglachas have an exception, and that is in the case of a mitzvah of a haircut, or a mitzvah where there's a mes mitzvah. The question that could be asked is, however, the reason that we say an assay, the assay of shaving the hair, can come over and doicha, push away the lois assay of not having a haircut, is because that's the principle. An assay is violate, can push away a lois assay. The positive commandment of the haircut of the metzora pushes away the lois assay of do not shave the hair. But the problem is that here we have another mitzvah that the Nazir has, and that is not just a negative commandment, a lois asay of not cutting his hair, but also an asay, and that is the asay, the positive commandment of gadol peras aroshe. He has to keep the hair, he has to grow the hair long. So and we always know that an asay, a positive commandment, is not strong enough to push away an asay and a lois asay. So here we have the one assay, the positive commandment of what? Of the metzora having to shave his hair, clashing with an assay and a lois assay of not having a hair, of cutting the hair of a nazir. So how do we explain it? How can a Mishnah say that you can do a tiglachas of a mitzvah? And the answer that the Rambam gives is because since the nazir has already become tamei with zaraz, and the days that he was locked up when he was a mitzora, decidedly a mitzora, do not count, and he's not kodesh in them. So therefore, the assay of kodesh year gadol peras aroshe, that assay has already gone, and all that's left is a lois assay of do not shave it, do not have a haircut, and that's why the assay can come and doiched and is able to override it. The Ravid has a different reason. He says it's because the nazirus is a lighter assay. It's a light assay because the whole nazirus is able to be taken away by asking a chacham to seek a way out. It's called a pesach harata. And since the whole nazirus could have been undone by going to rabbi and finding a way in which he can get out of his nazirus, it's lighter. And therefore, the assay, the positive commandment of having a haircut for a mitzvah, is strong enough to be doicha both the lois assay and the assay of nazirus. And that's how the Ravid learns.